than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide, wide. Welcome. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a Purple Friday preview. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and or Overcast, whatever you guys are into. Joining me as always, we got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, Purple Friday. And hey, aren't we going to the Catalina Wine Mixer?
Is that what we're doing?
That were, yeah, right. It's, we gotta go.
Oh, all right. Well, let's do
I'm
it.
I'm singing. You gotta hear me sing.
Sounds.
Oh, good. I love that. I love that movie.
Sounds good
but,
to me.
I might watch it this weekend. I feel in a better mood. I know putting the bad game behind us. I think you're ready for a home opener here.
That's right. So we talked about it on the Red Eye Review. Let's put that Raiders game behind us. Let's power through. Let's get, you know, get our mindset for the home opener. Before we actually start talking about the game, I want to bring this up. Let me know what you think about this, because I've noticed this going to Oriole games this past summer. Given what happened in Baltimore this past April, you know, there was a lot of unrest, there was rioting, everything like that. There's a lot of demonstrations, a lot of protests. Do you expect to see a higher police presence at the Ravens home opener? I mean, there's usually plenty of police officers around, plenty of police officers directing traffic, making sure everybody's okay. So you always see a lot of that. But do you expect it to be a little bit beefed up this year?
Yeah, I mean, I always do. I mean, I know they've installed the metal detectors this year. I can't wait to see how that pans out. No, I think it'll be okay, and I don't think any, apart from any normal disturbances, I don't think you're going to see anything major happen, and we always hope and pray that never happens, and I hate to have that kind of discussion, but
yeah.
It's the reality of the situation, but no, I'm excited to get down at the bank early. I can't wait, man. We'll be down there at like 7:30, 8 o'clock a.m. It's going to be an all-day affair. I am ready for it, but obviously I'm going to start off with some news this week is you know, the Bolts are secondary. I know that we traded a 7th-round draft pick to sign Will Davis from Miami. He hasn't really played much. I'll give you some info about this guy, but he's coming off ACL surgery. And again, I know you hear the rumbles, another player coming off an injury, but hey, he's fresh and it's better than some of the players we had thrust in there, because Rashad Melvin's still nursing an injury. And I'm really disappointed, man, because I thought that with the additions of Lewis and Arrington, we were going to really be set in the secondary. And right now, it's hasn't panned out right now in two games.
It really hasn't. So hopefully this new guy can come in, help out a little bit more than what's been going on with the Ravens so far. Obviously, we haven't been really happy with guys like Lardarius Webb, among others, on the defense. So hopefully this guy can make an impact, and hopefully they play him, because like last week, Babin didn't get played. This guy, at least maybe he's coming in a day or two earlier. So maybe we will see him this weekend. I hope so.
I have so too, man, and it's a big, big divisional battle, home opener against the Bengals. The Bengals are first place at 2-0. You know, they stand alone top of the division, haven't been beaten yet this year, two straight games, obviously. So the Ravens are trying to handle that business and make them at a 2-1 mark, and the Ravens need to notch their first win to really even the ship. And really, really think about it, man. Ravens, you know how like baseball, it's like how many games back we are and all that. The Ravens, as it stands, two games in, they're two games out of first place, tied. So, in the division, obviously, you win a division, you get on a playoff game, you're in the playoffs. So, their mark's still there. I mean, if you take this one game at a time, I know in the Red Eye Review, I touched on, you know, the big picture. You have to win two in the next three games, divisional games, maybe sweep them all. If you go one win out of those, you're pretty much done. These are divisional opponents, AFC opponents. You take them one game at a time, but again, starts on Sunday, Brandon, with the Cincinnati Bengals here, and they're going to be a tough opponent, man. I mean, they took it to the Raiders. They were kind of sloppy in the Chargers game last week. They got business done at home, but A.J. Green comes in playing well. apparently Jeremy Hill was the go-to back there. He got benched because he fumbled. Now Giovanni Bernard is making a case for, hey, I might be the lead back. These guys are going to give us fits, and you know their defense is swarming. Marvin Lewis is heading that squad. I mean, what do you think, man? Do you think we're going to actually get our balance back, or do you see the Cincinnati Bengals handing us that loss, man?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you. The Cincinnati Bengals, they do look really good this year.
They
are not the bungles like they have been in the past. These guys are definitely a real team to contend with. This is going to be a rough and tumble game. And given how the team has looked the past 2 weeks, I'm going to say this. I think that the Ravens can win this one if both sides of the ball are on the same page. But the biggest component of this game on Sunday is the crowd. The Ravens, as good of a team as they can be, the crowd is going to be the one that dictates the way this game goes. Because if the crowd is, number one, into it, if they're cheering at the right time, if they are fired up, as Baltimore is known to do, you know, they are the team, you know, that nobody likes to come to Baltimore because the fans are so crazy about the Ravens here. If they can get behind the Ravens, if they can stay loud, they can stay, you know, into the game, no matter what the score is, as long as they stay behind the Ravens, I think the fans are going to be the ones to really win this game, because the Ravens haven't had that feeling of being at home yet. They've had two games on the road, two games out west, 2 weeks of being away from their families and their friends and everything like that, getting adjusted to that West Coast time. They're going to be back in home. They're going to be back in their home base, pretty much at the bank. It's going to be the fans who are really going to be the ones that are going to do the most work this Sunday.
Yeah, man, you know, I'll be doing some work. Probably won't have a voice, and I can't wait to get it cranked up, man. And you know what I'm really excited about this weekend? Not only home opener, but, we have some listeners out there that are coming from Ohio, man. We got some listeners coming to Baltimore.
That's
can't wait
true.
To see that, man. Yeah. Can't wait to meet up with them and really have a good tailgate and root the Ravens hard. I'm very excited with that. So,
and hopefully you're going to be able to talk to them, and we'll get to play something on the show next week, which will be really cool.
I'll be a special treat for them and for every fan out there. They always come up to me approachable and have a good time tailgating, playing some cornhole. You know, eating some food and such. But, you know, that's what I'm really excited about, too. I'm really excited to see being part of that fan atmosphere, be a part of the ruckus environment. And you're right, you know. I hate it when fans leave games early. I really hate it when – I mean, yeah, if it's like 70 to nothing in the fourth quarter, I can understand. But, you know, anything can happen in the NFL. We've seen what happened. Me and you were there firsthand with the Vikings game. Anything can happen at any time.
And if you remember correctly,
in bizarre fashion.
Yeah, before that Vikings game, you and I did go to the Ravens-Bengals 2 years ago, and we thought we were all good to go, and the Bengals came up, and I think they beat the Ravens. The Ravens had to go to overtime. The Ravens were able to still win.
Yeah, because of what you call it, A.J. Green caught that fluke Hail Mary at the end.
Yeah, what was the Ravens' name who gave up that catch? Oh, I can't remember. He was a and I'll forget. I'll remember it later.
I can't remember. I mean, obviously.
He had a really crazy name.
Probably not on the squad any longer.
No, he had a really crazy name, and I think he's a Lion now, but I don't remember his name. And everyone can tweet to me at Brando Cash and tell me what his name was later. But it's really going to come down to atmosphere. It's really going to come down to what Baltimore is really willing to bring with this team. But besides that, given the fact this is such a solid team, this isn't a sloppy team, this isn't a team that you know, looks like Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning, the last couple games, he's looked old. These guys look fresh. They look the Bengals look tough, and the both sides of the ball on the Ravens team, they are going to have to look at the game tape, look at the film of the last 2 weeks, and realize don't do any of that stuff.
Exactly. I mean, it's all about learning, and even Harbaugh alluded to that a few weeks ago. You know, before the Raiders game, he goes, he felt like they were focused on football. They had great practices, great film sessions, and unfortunately it didn't translate into a win on the field. It was sloppy. So I don't know what happens if they've got to get their head in the game. A lot of people are blaming the travel that they should have brought the team back as a routine back home. Can't wait to see what happens on our second West Coast trip. But they are back at home. They've had the normal day off this week. They're ready for Sunday. We're at home cooking. I think everything will translate into a win. right out of game, I'm predicting a slow-paced game, defensive struggle. Offenses are going to get their licks in, but I think I'm going to put it out there. It's going to ultimately be about can the secondary cover as they did in week one and really shut down, and can the pass rush get to Andy Dalton? Because and it's all about the lines. I mean, I was impressed with how the line came together against Oakland. Joe Flacco really wasn't hurried much. He did have some back foot throws mm-hmm. to avoid some pressure, but he didn't really get as pressure as he did in Denver. So big kudos to the line stepping up. I think if not anything, if we didn't review it, the bright spot was on the offensive line there for stepping up. If there's any positives to take from the game and our offense scoring and cracking again, we're looking like a great tight end. So and Steve Smith doing what he does best and wrecking it. So I think with it, I think it all come together this week, Brandon. Again, you got to key on the running game. The running game for the Bengals is going to be strong, and our running game and Forsett get it going because he hasn't yet.
Yeah, Forsett, Taliaferro, who came back for the first time this past week up against the Raiders. You really do want to see more out of these guys. The offensive line, they are getting better, but they definitely need to be blocking a little bit more. I there was one play up against the Raiders where Taliaferro was trying to move that ball, but all he was doing was running into the back of one of the guards, and he wasn't really moving anywhere. So we want to see more of that. I want to see more from our tight ends and wide receivers. I don't want it to be just Crockett Gilmore and Steve Smith. I want to see Marlon Brown. I want to see Kamar Aiken. I want to see all those other guys. And I want to see something special from Darren Waller. He's a guy that we just drafted this year. He's super tall. I thought him and Joe were going to have a great rapport. But from what I've seen in the past with Waller the last couple weeks, he just can't catch the ball. He's got speed, he's got wheels, but you throw him a long ball or whatever, it's on the ground. He's dropping it. So I need these guys to do a little bit better. I need them to everybody. This is a divisional game up against a team that's 2-0 that looks good. This has to be your A game. This can't be another Oakland Raiders game where you're just kind of chilling. We're waiting for the next week to go on. Your head's got to be in the game. You got to be playing, you know, at 110%. You got to know their playbook. You got to study film this week. You got to do everything to prepare for this. Because, again, you're in front of the hometown crowd. You need to look good in front of that hometown crowd. You need them to be into it. They're going to be a part of this game as much as anybody. But we can't have Joe Flacco throwing interceptions, throwing bad passes to the outside. Mark Trestman's got to know what he's doing. This is a big one. I feel as if there's already fans on a ledge right now after 2 weeks. If the Ravens go 0-3, I think people are going to be throwing stuff up into the air and just giving up on this team.
And again, it's going to happen. I hate to say that, fans, but dark days are coming for this team. You can be consistent for so long, but there's going to be a law where we're going to have a couple losing seasons to rebuild. I mean, it's just tough. But obviously, you know, we hate to say that, but it's true. I mean, Flacco can't play forever. He's got another good maybe 10, I would say anywhere from 12 to 15 more years maybe, and not even that. And
15 more years, really? He's 30, isn't he?
No, he's my age. He's only been playing in the league 8, so figured. No, I think he's like 29.
All right, so he's close to 30.
Yeah, so okay. Okay. 8, 10 years max. I'm getting ahead of myself there, but I don't know. But I'm just saying for the record, there is you got to make these moments count, and we've had success for so long. We're going to have a downturn, and injuries are a plague, obviously, and it really sucks, but Suggs being out and Pitta getting hurt, it kind of really sucks because you want those role playmakers in there and role players playing their spots. But with all said and done, you're right. It might be pandemonium if we lose 0-3. I really hate to be a part of that. But I'm going to be sticking strong, and I think the Ravens, out of desperation, are going to pull this out. I'm actually taking the Ravens by 3 on this one at 20-17.
All right, that's a good prediction. It doesn't look good for the Ravens, but I still think due to the fact that they are home, that this is the first game at home, I really feel like they're going to be coming out. They're going to be on fire. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to be ready to rock and roll. So I think the Ravens got to come out on this one. But it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a blowout. Like we were kidding. It was my fault. We were kidding last week and saying they might put Matt Schaub in because they'll be winning by so much. This is Joe Flacco. the whole way. Don't have to worry about anything like that. This is all this is going to be a big one. This is a huge game, and the Ravens, I think, can come out with a win. I want them to. Everybody does, and it's going to be rough, though. It is going to be down to the wire. Like you're saying, 17-3, it'll probably be – or 17-20, I'm sorry, winning by three. Those 3 points are going to probably come at, like, you know, 10 seconds left of the fourth. That's how close it's going to be this entire
game. Let's not leave 2 minutes on the clock this time.
Yeah, please. Yeah, and if there are 2 minutes left, let's run them out.
Clock management is going to be a big key to this game. And with that being said, I wanted to ask your opinion on this. And going outside the Ravens for a few minutes here, biggest surprise going into the weekend, and, you know, obviously, who's your biggest surprise in the league at 2-0 right now and 0-2? What are your teams that are biggest surprises so far earlier in the year?
Oh, man. Oh, man. 0-2. I mean, the biggest one besides the Ravens. Let me think. So who do we have? 0-2 for the NFL?
Seahawks.
Oh, that's a big one.
Colts are 0-2.
Well, yeah, that's surprising. Colts, I mean, a little surprised by that, but they're not.
They had number one offense last year and made it to the AFC title game, and they're 0-2 as well. Embarrassing fashion on Monday night. And the Ravens are up there. Obviously, we were trending Super Bowl pick, and we haven't won a game yet. So I know the Ravens are up there. Mine is, and 2-0 teams is where you have, you actually have the Jets at 2-0. Yeah, exactly. Who'd have thought that? You actually have, let's see, who are the 2-0 teams? You actually have, you know, the Browns are 1-1. The Bengals, I mean, I don't know if I expect the Bengals to be 2-0. I mean, they've had formidable opponents, but, I mean, the Chargers and Raiders, the Bengals are 2-0. I wouldn't say that's a surprise. I mean, I think right now, 2-0, I think the biggest surprise is the Jets. And then how about the Eagles at 0-2? That's a big surprise there. And I think with the balance in the NFC East with huge injury this weekend, I wanted to cover is how about Tony Romo going down for the Cowboys? I mean, how about this? Cowboys are 2-0. They lose Dez Bryant and win. They lose Tony Romo and win because the Eagles was just anemic. You have to feel for that, man. I mean, we lost Suggs, but there's a lot of injuries. Suggs went down. Breeze went down. Eddie Lacy went down for the Packers, so there's been some major injuries across the board in the NFL so far this year.
Yeah, I figured Tony Romo would get hurt eventually this season. I didn't think it would come this early or be that bad, but that's definitely surprising for them. 0-2 teams, though. New Orleans Saints, I'm a little surprised by that.
Yep, Saints are 0-2. That's a surprise, too, yeah. I
mean, they were up against
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, they were up against the Bucks this past week, which I was shocked to see that score stay final during the Ravens game and seeing the New Orleans Saints lose. That one, for me, came out of nowhere.
And with Breeze hurt, that's just that whole division's up for grabs. You got the Falcons at 2-0, And I mean, it's surprising, man. And I've already been putting it out there. The NFC East is up for grabs, and you got the Jets and the Patriots tied at 2-0 in their division. So I mean, but I hate to say this, guys, but Brady went off on Sunday. Did you see that? By the way, 466 yards passing. Kidders or not, Brady's on a mission, guys, and I'm horrified right now because I don't think nobody can beat the Patriots. I mean, honestly, in the AFC, you've seen how anemic it is. I mean, the Jets are 2-0, but they're the Jets. I mean, how long is that going to last? You know, the Ravens are 0-2. The Colts are 0-2. The Broncos, they have their issues with running the ball, and they can't protect Manning again for 2 weeks straight. So, right now, it looks like it's going to be tough for Ravens, even if they do make the postseason. I just like to see some magic happen, but as a season as a whole, it's going to get tougher. And they got to start winning now.
Yeah, you see, this is what happens when ESPN, Sports Illustrated, and all those people pick the Ravens for the to win the Super Bowl or be in the Super Bowl. All this happens, you know. That's why we like being the underdogs. That's why we like being off the radar.
Yeah, someone said already that was the jinx. Everybody, we get jinxed every time someone picks us to go. It's but I don't know. I mean, you can call it superstitious. It is a little eerie that it happens. Like, and we're picked to go, and then boom, you know. It sucks. It really does.
Yeah, this is a crazy. Who would have thought 0-2 for the Seahawks this year? I mean, that's insane. They were just in the Super Bowl. The Patriots, though, I mean, I agree with you. Brady's probably got something to prove because every single one of his rings is kind of tainted with spy gates and deflate gates and whatever other kind of gates there are out there. So I think he's out to prove that he can win one without without any help, and we'll see if that actually happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a whole big circus, but cheaters or not, deflate gate or not, obviously with fully inflated footballs, he almost threw for 500 yards. He's leading in every category, and who's to say if this keeps up, he'll be MVP of the league. And I hate to say that. I mean, obviously, I really do, being Ravens podcast, Ravens fans, but it's reality of it, and they're in our conference. And if we even do make the playoffs, we're going to have to go up there again,
yeah.
I'll be honest with you. So it's kind of like, do we want to have a repeat performance? It's kind of like with this team now, Brady would shred us for probably 600 yards passing, at least. I mean, it's embarrassing. So it's got to start now with the Bengals. If these divisional games don't prove anything, we need to keep it close. We need to just say, hey, we're not going anywhere, and we need to start winning now at 2-1. But that's the goal on Sunday, and hopefully come 4 o'clock, 4:30, we taste victory for the first time this year.
And that would be sweet. That would be too sweet for us. That
yes,
would be
it would.
Absolutely wonderful. So did we cover everything for this Purple Friday preview?
We covered it to the max, my friend.
All right, good. And let's see some more Max Williams out there. Let's
I know. Where's he been?
Where's he been? Exactly.
Sharp Perryman, for that matter.
Yeah, we'll see him in October. But Max, you're the tagline to our show now. You need to be out there. You need to be making some plays. Anyway, so if you want to give us your predictions for the show, or not the show, for the game on this Sunday, you can tweet to us who's going to win this one, Ravens, Bengals. You can tweet to us, tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. So go over to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. You get all kinds of cool stuff. We got links and photos and videos. Anything you guys will want to check out, we find interesting, we share it with you guys over there. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like Brando Cash Entertainment. We also have our own videos, our own photos, other podcasts. You can check those out. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need for any of the podcasts that we do. Again, Purple Friday. All you guys got to do is wear your purple and share our show on social media. So wherever you are social on the web, let people know that you're a Baltimore Ravens fan and that you listen to The Call, and every one of your friends should as well. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you're social on the web, say, Ravens are my team. I'm wearing purple today because it is Purple Friday, and I'm listening to The Call, getting ready for this Sunday. So I think that's pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you, man. And here we go, guys. It's Purple Friday. Guys, we're back at the bank. We're back in Baltimore football tailgating. I really can't wait to get after it. Really can't wait to be down there. We got to root our boys hard for the first win of the year. It's been a frustrating 2 weeks. I'm very frustrated with that. And, I mean, it comes down to this. This is a do-or-die playoff. Every week is a playoff game. Must win for the Ravens. We know it. Let's go with 70,000 strong. Let's come back with no voices and say, hey, I was there to root us hard and spark the first win of the year and maybe spark a winning streak. Who knows? Even this be the first of it all. Who knows? But, again, we cannot take a defeat here. It's pretty much take a defeat, playoffs are bye-bye, and we'll be just enjoying some Ravens football throughout the year and seeing what happens. But it all starts on Sunday, guys. We know it. And now we'll get to the keys of the game on Sunday. But with that being said, let's fly high this weekend into the game on Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.